in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam, just to make got my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay.
Otis Redding here on Love Songs 101 FM, Radio Dublin. John McCarthy here with you until 2 o'clock. 1982 Mini and Metro for sale. It's an automatic and it's in perfect order. It's also taxed up until June. And if you want to inquire about that, just ring 514-392. That's 514-392, a 1982 Mini Metro for sale.
Lennox Street, Martin Street, Stammer Street, Warren Street, Lennox Place and Victoria Street. There is a new car park opening just off the South Circular Road in Kingsland Park Avenue. So don't be left without a place to park your car. Call us now and order your space today. Phone 388-496. That's 388-496.
Oh, 5 minutes past 1 o'clock, Radio Dublin, Love Songs 101 FM.
We have a song now by Sinead O'Connor, and it's Nothing Compared to You.
Thank you. your fears. Tender is the one that wipes away your tears. There must be a pleasant breeze to make you sing so viciously. They say the greatest coward can hurt the most ferociously. I'll show you something good. Oh, I'll show you something good. If you open your heart, you can make a new start when your crumbling world falls apart.
Miracle of love won't take away your pain. When the miracle of love
the love theme from St. Elmo's Fire. 17 minutes past 1 o'clock. I have a request here, and it goes out to Tommy and Vera Farrell and their daughters Natalie and Naomi, and they're from Coolock. They requested something from Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra himself, and maybe some Chris de Burgh after that. So, My Way.
And now the end is here, so I say the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up. My fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself?
Further, I'm lost and out at sea. I thought these wings would hold me forever and on to eternity. Far away, I can hear a voice. I can hear it in the silence of the morning. But these broken wings have let me down. They can't even carry me home. In broken dreams that keep me from sleeping, I remember all the things I said. But I've broken all the promises I said I would be keeping. That gone like leaves they fell. For it's so hard when you're far away. All I needed was a shoulder I could cry on. Now these broken dreams woken me. My love will carry me home. Or will you treat me like some traveler on a dark and lonely road? Who sees a light and a woman who will give love? I'm just when she reaches the bottom, she's supposed to come, but it's broken heart. She turns away and sends him traveling on. I thought the whole world would be waiting for my story. Take me back, my love, I need you now. Come back and carry me home. Take me back and heal this broken wing. Come back and carry me.
Thank you. again.
Spandau Ballet, true. Time's coming up just to 1:30. 1:30. Anyway, it's going out to Margaret McLaughlin in Cabra, and she's requesting some Neil Diamond. You hearing something from Carly Simon later on? Maybe from the Platters as well. Radio Dublin, love songs. 101 FM and 253 medium wave.
You, they have to really need you. Suddenly you find
ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my life. Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is tomorrow.
Makes me say, 'cause Upon my lips, the love that's within my heart. Haven't seen her.
Radio Dublin Love Songs 101 FM and 253 Medium Wave. The time's just 15 minutes away from 2 o'clock, the last quarter of an hour of my show. John McCarthy here. Any requests for next week, just send it in to Radio Dublin, care of John McCarthy in Dublin 8. I have a request here for Marionette and Swords. As promised, Carly Sa-
Thank you. quiet day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Thank you.
Time we say goodbye. We must say goodbye now. John McCarthy is signing off now until next week. Hope you can tune in again from 10 right until 2 o'clock.
When you're near,
this is Radio Dublin Love Songs 101 FM and 253 Medium Waves. Any requests, just write in to John McCarthy, Radio Dublin, Love Songs, in Dublin 8. Leaving you with Rod Stewart and Sailing.
Thank you.
Good parking to start in the following areas: Lenox Street, Martin Street, Stammer Street, Warren Street, Lenox Place, and Victoria Street. There is a new car park opening just off the South Circular Road in Kingsland Park Avenue. So don't be left without a place to park your car. Call us now and order your space today. Phone 388-496. That's 388-496.
Thank you. Dublin. Again, on our usual frequencies, 101 FM and 1188, of course, chugging away there nicely. Hasn't given trouble for weeks. It's nearly 10 past 2. It's a Sunday afternoon, station news, and, well, there's all sorts of strange things happening in radio. And no doubt they'll continue to happen. I suppose the main news in radio at the moment is Century. All sorts of things seem to be going wrong and things going downhill. Started off during the week there, I was on the phone, at least they were on the phone to me first, to let us know that they were getting an extra frequency here in Dublin. They were operating on 100.9 on FM. Would be testing from Kippur. So, nothing said about whether we should or shouldn't move, so obviously we should move, so that is safe enough. No problem in us moving up frequency-wise. Personally, I can't really see the point in all these stations having these frequencies here, there and everywhere all over the country. In America, they have this nice handy system where the one station has the one frequency and that's it. Doesn't matter what kind of distance they're covering. If it has to be relayed, it goes out in UHF and it's picked up and rebroadcast on the same frequency. Don't seem to do that here. It seems to be a case to hand out the frequencies so that at some stage during this year when our court case comes up, to be able to say, all the frequencies are occupied, no spare channels, nothing at all during. But we will be having that to say later on when the case does come up. The American system seems to be a handier way of doing it. With modern technology, there's no real problem. And the one station operating, if it wants to go nationwide, operating on the same frequency right around the country and have a little overlap here and there, seems to work. But not here. That's the latest thing to happen is the Century of set up transmissions or have got this frequency 100.9, which is exactly what we were on. Originally, when they got 100.3, of course, we were on that. Our 103.5 in the mountains, well, that is being given to Wicklow Media Services, so that will necessitate us moving on mountain transmitter down to 103, or 103.1 or 2, or thereabouts, down to such a stage where we won't cause interference anyway. That's to come yet, and our mountain transmitter hasn't gone back on because of this weather we've had for the past 3 weeks or so now. Quite impossible to get everything done up there. But you may find us moving around on the band a little, but very little. We'll stay roughly around the same place. We had considered moving down to the 100, which is unoccupied at present. So we'll have to see about another transmitter sitting on the 100 FM. Century are taking up the 100.9. I'm not too sure this 100.3, whether they're actually on it or not on it, whether it's the fact that the two are so close together that they tie in together and it gives them a fair amount of bandwidth. Hard to know. We'll wait and see what happens there and probably go testing out around either 100 or the 103.1 or 2 during this coming week. Now, in Century, their chief executive has, of course, packed it in, resigned. He was only on 100,000 a year, so I'm sure he made a few bob out of it, and he has packed it in. I think the main reason for that has been pressure from the NUJ. They're wondering who is being paid these strange sums of money for very little work, and they want a list of who's getting what. And they've agreed themselves to a cut in wages, 10% cut in wages, to try and help things along, but I suppose in the long run it will fold. When I was on the phone to them during the week there, that was the main worry of the staff, is that the Century would actually fold up fairly soon at that. Well, personally I don't think it will fold up soon. They seem to have the right idea in being able to get hold of these shareholders and persuade them that that's the place to sink their money, and sure enough it will sink. But courageous will pour more money in, and it'll continue on for a year or two until it loses a fair few million pounds, and then people will decide that, well, it's time to sell it off to some of the other Tories that can make a go of it. And of course he won't, but I suppose that's the end result. It's a while off yet before that does happen. Terry Wogan has been dropped. His programmes on the Saturday simply weren't going down, no listeners. That's the one disadvantage in this country of taped programmes. Once people get the hang of it, that a programme is taped, no matter how well it's done, no matter how good the music, the quality and all the rest of it, if the programme is taped and the listener gets the hang of it, that it's taped, they switch off, they prefer live programmes, whether it's dull and boring, whether as long as there's someone there who's actually live. That's what a listener wants. So that's the end of the Terry Wogan tapes for now, anyhow. Now, I don't think they'll actually come back, certainly not tape programmes. Others that are moving around the place, Emma Woodfield has been dropped from our early morning slot and moved elsewhere. We don't know where the elsewhere is as yet. But looking at people like that in radio, take Emma there. She's on a 2-year contract, which is nice and handy because the other station, certainly RTE, originally taking on this jockeys, they took them on for a 13-week contract. Eventually got it up to a 26-week contract, and sometimes it got more into a 1 year, 52 weeks. Very seldom. Most disc jockeys in RTE were on 26-week contracts, 6 months, and they weren't good enough to be dropped, even if they were there for 10 years. Amazing. But some of the new stations, particularly Century, they seem to have this idea of doing up 2-year contracts, setting a wage and all the rest of it. Emma Woodfull there on £48,000 a year for 2 years. Guaranteed, even if she never works a day. It's guaranteed, which amounts to roughly £1,000 a week, allowing for the 3 or 4 weeks holidays during the year. She'll have £1,000 a week. Not bad going at all for doing nothing. And even allowing that she could be working during the week to our show Monday to Friday, it still amounts to £100 an hour. It's a ridiculous amount to be paying any kind of disc jockey, no matter how good they are. Nothing against disc jockeys being paid, although we haven't got around to it here lately because of the department stopping advertising on the station, which that's a minor detail, but there is a limit. £100 an hour is an absolutely ridiculous figure to be paying anyone, particularly when they're working a 2-hour shift during the day. Ministers don't even get it. If they get their £48,000 a year, they're expected to be in Doyle Erden's 10 and 11 at night and 10 o'clock in the morning and run clinics and all sorts of things like that free of charge. But there you are. Some disc jockeys and some stations can haul in an awful lot of money. So those who say it's a license to print money, well, they've got it the wrong way around. The staff will make the money, but the shareholders certainly won't. That's poor old Century chugging along. We'll see where it goes from there. The one that's coming up, strangely enough, in radio since 398 FM, Capital have sort of dropped into the background. I don't know why, but they seem to be doing everything right in the beginning and getting places, but perhaps the music style or something like that is not right, but they are certainly dropped back listener-wise lately. No doubt they'll put things together and get moving somewhere or another. The word during the week as well is that Mike Hogan there has dropped out of the actual running, although he's still part of the station, dropped out of the actual running of Capital. I don't know why. No word on that. In Sligo, well, the strange happenings in Sligo with Robbie Dale. suggestions that he was going to move in there or had been invited in there as a shareholder and get things off the ground. There's little doubt he could have done that all right, but it seems that's out. The word there was that the commission wanted an absolutely public apology in the newspapers and everywhere else from Robbie that he was very sorry for this court case he brought against them and he was wrong and all the rest of it. He wasn't wrong, he was right in bringing it in the first place, as far as I'm concerned. That's what the commission wanted, so he done what I would have done, told him where to get off. So that ended Robbie with Sligo. Sligo now are to go down new proposals during the coming weeks to the commission, and they'll have a look, see at them, and come back to them and see if Sligo still has a license or is going to get anywhere. Looks like a station that's about to go by the wayside. There you are, another one. As I said, strange happenings in radio. There's also frost down in Tara about this interference with telephones and everything else, and their lights, their red lights on the mast apparently light up the place for miles, and nobody likes these red lights shining in their windows at night time. They're very upset, but RTE says it has to be done to warn aircraft, and the residents say they don't want it in their houses, so we'll see where it gets to from there. Apparently some of them taking it off to court to get the planning permission on that mast revoked. Remains to be seen. I don't think it will happen somehow. The mast is there, and once the thing is there, it's very hard to get a state or a semi-state body to take down a mast or to win any kind of a court case against them. Pity us when it comes to our court case. Gosh, there you are. That's the mast down in Tara, around the city here. Before we move it up frequency from the 100.9 up to 101.4, we were tuning around the band just to make sure there was absolutely nothing underneath and weren't going to wipe out anything, until we came across this strange signal on 101.2. I'm trying to figure out what on earth is that. Sounded like Radio Na Gael talk. But no, it wasn't. It's a harmonic coming off RTE Network 2, television of all things. How they have it down there, I don't know, but we've eventually tracked down and found that it comes from one of their relay areas out in Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot. They have a relay system out there on UHF, a huge bank of UHF aerials that relays Network 2, and I don't know if it relays anything else, more than likely does, but whatever is happening out there, they have one harmonic on 101.2, they have another one sits up on top of Sky One on television, and they go up along the band up into the UHF and all the rest. No doubt they will eventually tidy it up when people get tired up in that area of trying to watch Sky One after Network 2 have closed down. The radio situation isn't too bad. We've moved a fraction up from that, as I said, onto 101.4 at the moment, so I'm still being announced as 101, the same as Capital do with their 100 FM, where they're all over the place. Or not Capital, Century, I should say. Now, that's the strange happenings in radio. There's going to be stranger happenings here over the next 6 weeks or so. We've 6 weeks to tidy things up here and get all sorts of things moved everywhere and anywhere, so we'll see how the next 6 weeks go. The Radio 2 mast, come in. Oh yes, yes, I forgot that one. There's another thing. Where's that thing moving to? Dunsink or somewhere? Oh no, that's right, the bikes. Another item there, I'd forgotten it. You see, it's trying to keep track of everything that's happening on radio. It's all happening in 1 week, whatever it is. It must be this perestroika that's happening in radio as well. Wish it had happened this end of radio, but we'll wait for that. RTE are moving as well. I think it was the Department of Fisheries, some of them departments, government departments, originally owned, or do still own, the land out in Beaumont where the RTE2 medium wave transmitter is sited. You know that one that puts RTE2 on the tape recorders and radios and even on microphones and cookers and dishwashers, everything in the Whitehall Beaumont area as Radio 2, whether they want it or not, it's there. Well, a lot of people will be delighted to hear that the thing is moving, the mast is being demolished. They already have a new one up in Infirmary Road. The old 240 transmitter was up there. You may remember up at the park gates at North Circle Road, Infirmary Road Junction there. RTE have a piece of land in there with a huge building in it. They originally had a big mast there carrying 240, and when that switched off and went over to Beaumont, they left the carrier on there for a long time, wondering would we go onto that frequency, and of course we did with our Channel 2 years back, and it stayed like that for 2 weeks. We're also operating on the frequency and the RTE carrier on as well. until they got fed up with it first and switched off, and there we chugged along in our channel 2. Well, that's the spot now for the RT2 new medium wave area. It's up alongside the Garda Depot and the Department of Defence have the other place down in Blackhorse Avenue, and RTE are in the same spot there, except they have an entrance there from North Circle Road. That's the RT2 one on the move. Don't know whether it's going on or off or what. I doubt they're going off for any length of time. If they are, it's only going to be night time before they switch over. We'll see what happens to reception around the North Circle Road area. I think the residents out in Beaumont have fairly well got fed up with the situation. Can't record anything out there except RT2. Now, there you are. That's about it in the news section. As I said, we've 6 weeks or so to tidy up here, doing all sorts of things. We'll let you know in 6 weeks' time what it has been. Not going to let you know before that. In the meantime, as I said earlier, the Terry Wogan programme being dropped for one simple reason. It's tape programmes. That's why we're anxious to have all of our programmes, if we can. Practically all of them are live programmes, so we'd like to have the last few tidied up. So if you're a disc jockey out there, good speaking voice and all the rest of it, and you think you can settle into the sort of music we play here, which is slow, easy listening, love song sort of music. We're not into this disco beat and get up and go sort of music. That's out. If you're into that and you're used to playing that in discos, forget about here. It just won't work. You won't get on the air. But if you can stick to a nice, slow, easy listening format and you have a good speaking voice, if you've been on radio before, so much the better. You might give us a shout, 58 in Chico Road. We've no phone here, as you might know. Our phone line is coming along within a week or so, I do hear. So there you are. Give us a shout at the station here. You'll always find the station manager here. He was here last week filling in the news for me. I didn't make it, too bogged down in work the night before and had to sleep it out. Now, that's about it. As I said, disc jockeys, sales reps, anybody any good at selling ads out there? This station has had an odd sales rep. Last year there, at the end of last year or so, coming up to Christmas, we had a few sales reps, but they were more anxious to make money for themselves than make money for the station. So come Christmas, of course, they departed. We haven't seen them since. What they went off with, I don't know, but there you are. That has always been the way of life with sales reps. We'd like a nice, ordinary, honest sales rep who tried to sell ads for the station and get it moving. There's a couple of ads on, only a few. If we do it more, maybe if we get around to the same as last year, where disc jockeys got some money out of the place instead of having to do the whole lot voluntary. It's not really fair that it should continue for a great length of time. So how about helping out there? Sales reps, of course, get paid more than the disc jockeys, so that might be some incentive to you. They're not too hard to sell ads. The name of the station alone should be enough to sell them. We're there for the past 22, 23 years. Going on 24 years and heading for our 25th. As I said to someone in Century there on the phone, won't give names, that Asher, even if Century goes, we'll be here anyway. Oh, there you are. Thanks to a young lad down there, and I'm sure he's down the South Circle Road, dropped me in a load of photostats of press cuttings, newspaper cuttings and things like that on radio over the past couple of weeks. All done up nice and neat, and left me a fair amount of information as well on what's happening, particularly in Sligo with Robbie Robinson, things like that. Doesn't want his name mentioned on radio, so thanks for that. Always useful to know what's happening down the country in radio. Can't always keep track of everything. There's a mountain of work to go here at the moment, so we have to keep track of that as well. As I said, now, sales reps, can you sell ads? If you think you're any good at it, how about dropping into the station, helping out? News readers, not wanted just yet, but after a few moves in the next couple of weeks, it's time we got news back on. So how about a young fella or girl or whatever with good speaking voice, think you can do news? Well, this is the place to come. You mightn't get paid for it, but you sure will get experience. Think of all the others that came this way, and there's Marty Wheel and Declan Nee and Asher, there's no end to it. Mark Story was there. Practically everyone on Radio 2, that's RT Radio 2. a fair few off television. They've all started here. Dave Fanning, you could keep going back for I don't know how long. I could name 20 or 30 that have made it good. In radio here in Dublin or across in Birmingham, down in London, places like that. They all started off here. Nice to see them getting places like that. So, it's time I went. It's almost 2:30. You're getting bored with no music on. So, there's plenty for you to think over. Sales reps wanted late night disc jockeys as we practically dismantled the microphone and you're jumping out of your seats wondering what that bang is. and newsreaders. Time to go. I hear laughs in the background and everything. It's terrible what happens on radio. wishing everybody good luck out there in Century. Hang on there. If you have a contract, you're all right for the next 2 years if it's a two-year contract. At least you get paid. Whatever about the poor misfortunate shareholders, pity them. Still, they must have the money to throw away. For me, it's goodbye. God bless. Keep in touch. We'll let you know what's happening. Some of the things that are happening, we have to let you know what's happening afterwards. There's a reason for it. But don't worry, we'll let you know how things are progressing over the next few weeks. Stay with us. Goodbye. God bless. This going up for, I don't know what it is. I think I'll push a button here somewhere or other. Push slider A up. Press button A here. And away it goes for Jane, for Shinda. She's wide awake, there's little doubt of that. For Lenny playing with his cars on the floor and wanting to get out in the rain. For you lot, coming up. Goodbye, God bless. See you next Sunday around 2 o'clock.
There is dawning in the African sun.